New York in the warmer months can smell like garbage and barbecues, but it looks like Elizabethan England. WNYC's Julia Ferlin visited city parks, parking lots, and even boats to find out why Shakespeare is the playwright of summer.
Instructions for donning life jackets are posted round His Majesty's vessel.
These are the safety instructions on the ferry to Governor's Island coming from the New York Classical Theater Company.
Life rings are positioned on the top deck by the pilot house and on the second deck aft. My brothers,
the audience follows King Henry and his men from Battery Park to France, where the New York Harbor becomes the English Channel. Their production is on a boat, but it seems like as soon as New Yorkers have hauled out their air conditioners, Shakespearean verse is everywhere.
I love Willie the Shake, and I love outdoor theater.
Judith Ackerman is doing battle as an audience member at Agincourt. She spends her entire summer chasing down outdoor Shakespeare.
They use the environment so much. At one point, an ambulance came by and interrupted the show, and Macbeth said, "There goes Lady Macbeth's ambulance, out, out, brief candle," and he went right on with the show. They use the environment. They're adorable.
Shakespeare scholar Jim Shapiro traces the roots of summer Shakespeare to Joseph Papp, the founder of the Public Theater. He championed free productions of Shakespeare during the summer in the late 1950s. Now, people line up at dawn to see Shakespeare in the park at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park. Since then, other companies have replicated the idea. This year, there's Romeo and Juliet on the subway and a Comedy of Errors in a Lower East Side parking lot. In all, there are at least 10 companies from Harlem to Carroll Gardens reaching for the Bard with the idea that all the city's a stage, outdoors and for free. Shapiro says it's part of the New York lifestyle.
New Yorkers are out and about. We don't live in cars. We walk, we stroll. We see some entertainment going on, we stop and listen. So it's a sophisticated city, and people like sophisticated stuff like Shakespeare.
Because of the low stakes, nobody needs to be afraid of the archaic language or big words. And productions are frequently cut, which makes it easier for audiences to keep up. That's exactly the idea, according to New York Classical Theater director Stephen Birdman.
It's all accessible. This is Shakespeare that is accessible to anybody. Doesn't matter what your background is, how much you make, where you went to school, where you live, it doesn't matter.
But having a ton of Shakespeare around doesn't suit everybody. New York Post theater critic Elizabeth Vincentelli feels like there's got to be more room for other classical texts.
It's difficult because it's like Pac-Man. It's like eating up everything around it. It's really sad. We don't see playwrights of the 19th and early 20th centuries as much as we could.
Especially for the younger set, seeing Shakespeare outside changes the city. Michaela Gerwin fell in love with the Bard at an outdoor summer performance when she was 5. Now, at 14, she's got a new context for the city she grew up in.
There's something amazing about doing it outdoors in Central Park, in a place that you're used to going to, and it's almost transformed. Like, when I go back to that pond in Central Park, I think, oh, I remember this scene from, whatever, Macbeth. It's cool.
The biggest critics of Shakespeare in the summer, though, are the mosquitoes. Seriously, they doth eat you alive, so don't forget your bug spray. For WNYC, I'm Julia Ferlin.
For pictures and a schedule of the Shakespeare productions in the city this summer, click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.